This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
And we're back.
I had to do that today. I don't know why I had to do that, but I had to do that today.
I like it when you do it.
I enjoy it. Do you enjoy it?
I love it. I love it when you do that, dude.
Lies. Lies.
Uh-oh.
And open doors in studios.
This is the quickest you've ever left. Oh.
Enough. Yeah.
The theme song's over. See ya.
Usually we're 46 minutes into the show. This time it's 46 seconds into the show.
Well, sometimes I have to poop. And sometimes I don't.
Hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go, right?
Yeah. Something like that. You can't just blame me for close that. Out the show. Hey,
just put a shitter in the studio and we'll just have fun.
Why don't we put a microphone in the bathroom?
I could do a remote.
We'll look into both. The Three Horsemen Show. Big Easy. T.O.
Bathroom snob.
The bathroom snob.
Somehow, you call that a commode?
You know, and even though this is a wrestling podcast, so people are probably into that stuff, when you guys start talking about shit and pimples and stuff like that, I've found it is easiest to just immediately cut you off.
Really?
Why?
Just because then you forget about it because you guys, you don't.
Attention spans?
You don't. Yeah. Squirrel running.
Actually,
I'm way too self-centered to get thrown off.
I just stop because I know when he gets frustrated. And he thinks he's cutting me off and changing my wavelength.
But it's your idea?
No, I just stop.
Changing your wavelength?
No, I just stop because I know he's pissed off and he's mad. So I just let it go. If you want to play that game and see if...
Bathroom humor? Is that what you want to do more of?
I would have kept going. I took your cue and stopped because you're the host of this show.
That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, you're the man.
No.
Yep.
Got nothing to do with it.
Check out Corey at WrestlingSnob.com.
The Wrestling
Check
Snob.
Out Corey at TheWrestlingSnob.com.
You know, I still
Check
haven't
Corey
even looked that up.
WrestlingAficionado.com. We bought the domain.
It's live right now. TheWrestlingSnob.com. Look
no,
it up.
It's not.
Yes, yeah. It is. Look it up.
I have to get off the fappeningblog.com to look at this.
I'm going
to
get on that while you're not there to keep their numbers up.
So the Alexa Bliss pictures were not real?
No.
We decided?
No. Yeah. It wasn't DeSnided.
Holy shit, that's a real website.
DeSnided. Oh, fuck you guys. No, you didn't.
You didn't see. This is the first time you've seen the WrestlingSnob.com? That's hilarious.
That is so. What?
It's been up for a month.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You really didn't know we did that?
Am I drunk
when I say
in
we,
the wedding picture?
Everett did all of it, and I just kind of said we.
That's fine. I don't care.
I can't.
Yeah, I can't tell if you're drunk or not. You look rather snobby, is why I picked it.
That must mean I'm on the way out.
Yeah.
Act accordingly.
And I had to throw in your animal picture because why not? It looks good.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we should put some of his better quotes on there too.
Yeah, we could do all kinds of stuff.
What does "play us out" mean? That's not me.
No, but you do it like it's you. So.
Like co-ed naked wrestling and
spell naked wrong.
If you got to run with the big dogs,
there's
stay
two
off
K's
the
naked.
The big wolf,
lone wolf,
the lone wolf.
Who is the lone wolf? Fuck that guy. By the way,
oh god. So what's going on, gents?
I'm checking out this thefappeningblog.com, and it's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
Why?
Well, for this further Emma Watson research post, where they've got six pictures of her belly button. Six pictures of her feet. I guess they're trying to confirm that.
No,
it's the
those
same people
are—they're serious.
These people want to make sure that the titties they're seeing are the ones they're being told. You know,
they're wanting to make sure they're jerking off to the right person. They want a name with that jerk.
That could be a guy.
they have got that nut is for someone specific, yeah. And they're not going to waste it
I'm
on
not,
someone
I'm
not
gonna
Emma
wasting
Watson.
This on fucking Anna Kendrick.
Yeah,
I would, but
that's just a
that's not a waste.
That's some fucking whore from UC Santa Barbara. That's Whoa. Not fucking Alexa Bliss.
Personal.
No, but yeah, those that, little creepy shit.
I'm
right
just
there.
Kidding, but seriously. No, I go on there. Dude, those guys put in the most intense research. It's incredible. It really is to look up and to find that the people that they're trying to ruin their lives.
There's six pictures of a nipple here, too.
I'm telling you.
The way they confirmed the one of, Jesus Christ.
It's comparison shots.
The, who's the one wrestling girl? She's never on TV anymore. Came in as Fandango's dancer. Tall blonde.
Eva Marie.
Nose. Kind of has a bad nose.
Summer Rae. I think she's just hurt.
They had naked pictures of her, and the way they proved that they were her.
Naked pictures?
Naked pictures with a wolf.
Naked.
They proved it. They proved it because her phone case, and then they went through her Instagram and found pictures that had the same pants.
Are you new to this?
I didn't know that but that's how they did. I just had no idea.
That's how they do it with everybody. They go back through looking for bracelets and moles.
It's not creepy or anything.
No, not at all.
Perfectly sane.
Yeah. No, they pull up. It's actually quite fascinating to see what the human mind is now.
It's quite fascinating.
Yeah, that too. Sad. But seriously, what else is what's going on? I'm entrenched in hockey playoffs, so what are you guys what's going on in your guys' worlds? Nothing?
Looks like the Blues are going to suffer the fate that they usually do this time of year.
Every year.
The Blues? Like,
something like that.
Yeah, the hockey team.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty good, too.
You know what's kind of crazy, though, is we were watching the game last night. And
we watch sports.
We were watching another.
Sure, I mean, people do.
We're watching another. I forget what the other game was. Was it Edmonton?
Which night? Not last night. Last night it was.
I'm trying to think what game it was.
New York and Ottawa.
Like, the big thing we've noticed is they're playing a lot of WWE theme music in the crowds right now.
Let's go on this.
So, Finn Balor, Nakamura, Bobby Roode, who's in NXT, Stone Cold still played. Have you heard anybody else's?
Billy Gunn.
No, that.
Oh,
was...
you suck. Kurt Angle. They were playing.
Yeah,
that
Kurt
at
Angle.
Last
You're
night.
Right.
Really? That's awesome.
It's fucking bizarre. Yeah.
So, but they're playing them I mean, they're doing it in St. Louis. They did it in Nashville. I heard them doing it in New York. There was another big town that's a wrestling town.
I heard them on one of the basketball games, too.
Oh, really?
That's mostly hip-hop, but I heard one of the songs, like, at a timeout or something.
I heard Triple H's music at a chess competition one time. It's all about the game. Tough crowd. I'll see myself out.
Liked it. I gotcha.
It's all about the game. Sorry. Tickled by that one.
Yeah,
but they're playing them, and what we were thinking contractually they were doing it.
They probably licensed it out or something through whoever, you know. Because all three of those songs were made around the same time. You know, those guys came through NXT. Definitely.
Balor, Nakamura, Roode.
Roode came up later, but you know, like, it's kind of like that.
No,
but, yeah, so, like, the ringtones are kind of popular. I was watching an interview with Daniel Cormier. He's a 205 champ of UFC. And his ringtone, he's a huge wrestling fan.
He's a fucking dork.
And his ringtone was, I can't wait for Jon Jones to just beat the shit out of him.
Jon Jones is a piece of shit, too, but more than.
And it's weird.
Dear Lord.
It's weird, though.
Hate them both.
Jon Jones is like,
fighter,
left the scene of a crime. He hit a pregnant lady.
He
like,
pokes everybody
car.
In the eyes.
But he...
He does.
I still like him more than Daniel Cormier. Like, and Daniel Cormier has never done anything but be a good guy. He's just
I just don't like him.
Yeah, you can just tell he's kind of an asshole.
Anyway.
But he had Bobby Roode's ringtone. So he was talking about wrestling in this interview. And the guy's like, now Nakamura used to be a ringtone. You still have a wrestler's. So the interviewer calls his phone and it's Bobby Roode's glorious.
That's understandable. Mine is Demolition right now.
Is it really?
Yeah. Before that, it was the World Championship Wrestling theme from like 83, 87.
Mine's just silent.
Yeah, most of the time mine is too.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, but your wives call you.
That's not deal.
That's why it's on silent. That I'm ding.
Yeah, my calls are usually wanted. But the music's getting so much better. That's why they're playing.
Well,
I mean, these sound
the
like good songs.
And the entrance.
Well, yeah, that helps.
But it's It's funny, though, because those are the guys that are over, too. You can tell who they put time into.
Razor Ramon.
To get over. They have good music. They have good, I mean, we've talked about this. They put the entrance behind it. So, I mean, like, it's.
Totally.
You know, they do it down at NXT, and it just kind of comes like Enzo and Cass was another one that they had the entrance music. They had.
That music's badass.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Like, I mean, it's hard to get a crowd pumped to that music, but. I know what WWF is wanting, or WWE is wanting out of this. Remember when Fandango song, and they had soccer stadiums doing it in Europe?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, no, like, it was this huge thing, and people started doing it all over the world, and it was trending on social media. They're wanting one of these Balor's,
Balor's song is badass. Nakamura's song is,
I know.
They're good, it's good, and I know what you're saying, but it's good mute. It's not like it's crap.
I'd say we should play it, but then we wouldn't be able to monetize this video.
I mean,
not that we're making, you know, our retirement.
We might as well play it. I don't even, I mean, what the fuck?
Well, last time, man, they hit us three times. I don't want to do anything to jeopardize our badass channel that we haven't even got the URL for yet. But we're getting there.
What songs got us? Did you look?
Yeah, Rick Derringer's Real American.
Okay, Rising Sun by Shocker. That's Finn Balor.
Let me look.
Or no, Rising Sun's Nakamura.
Yeah, I bet it wasn't WWF, but WWF.
No, it wasn't
WWE stuff. It was the other shit.
Let me see. Includes copyrighted content. I'm clicking on the shit live on the air.
Can we rip on YouTube?
Our Lady Peace.
What?
What? The fuck did we
Whatever
play
by Our Lady Peace.
Yeah. Don't know how that happened.
It's somebody's theme song, I guess. It was the claim it was SME on behalf of SmackDown. Catch Your Breath is Finn Balor, which is WWE music.
Finn Balor.
Balor.
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor. Real American by Rick Derringer. Now I'm fucking that up.
Is Finn Balor, is that the one from Waco, Texas?
Yes, he had the...
That's Baylor University.
So
No, it's...
We're not going to play the song. I'm going to play the video from Balor. NXT TakeOver.
Oh. You're right, it is Finn Balor.
You're not going to get me, Scooby-Doo. It's Balor.
I love how this show's just going to immediately fall off. Be like, oh, can't do it.
What are you playing over there?
Trying to play some of Finn Balor's entrance here. But my point is, the two songs, they have parts of the song that are interactive with the crowd, and I think that they're wanting it to catch on and try to get more notoriety.
Well, anytime you get the crowd into it, from, you know, You Suck to even Stone Cold's What? Anytime you can get the crowd to play into it, you're over, and it's good.
Totally true.
It's never bad when you're over, good or bad.
Those fucking idiots in Nashville can't get the You Suck right, though.
God, I'm starting to dislike those people.
It's real difficult.
Yeah, by the way, I love the city of Nashville, but I sure don't like their hockey fans or their celebrities. E, do you know anything about country music?
A little bit.
Okay, well, that's more than I'll ever know. They keep announcing celebrities at these games, and I'm like, who are these people?
Yeah, I mean, some of the old shit I know, like, you know, Johnny Cash, that style of old school country.
Can you name a Carrie Underwood song?
I could not, no.
I can't either, but she's like
I know there's
one
a Blake
of the biggest
guy.
Things out there right now.
I don't know if
and
Blake
has
Shelton
been for a long time.
It's from another group or something, but he's got songs. Did you say Carrie Underwood already?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm out of names.
There you go. Exactly.
I mean, older
you know
shit,
the biggest country star I know? Her name's Taylor Swift. You know why she got
I heard
big?
Her.
She got
her.
Out of country. Oh. I did date a girl.
Wasn't she on American Idol?
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, which one was on American Idol?
I have no idea.
See, I know nothing about pop culture anymore.
So my brother went to the game last night in Nashville, and he said that it wasn't even the country singers. He said it was just nothing but former SEC athletes. And he's like, it's a fucking joke. He goes, they're just introducing guys that are
It's because people they're giving them tickets to the game.
Yeah.
They don't know what the second round looks like, so they're like, oh.
I mean, like Alex Poitras, I love Kentucky. You know, went to Kentucky for 4 years. Great kid.
Who was the
sitting,
other one?
Was sitting glass on the glass last night, and they introduced him, and the crowd booed him.
What did he play at Kentucky?
Basketball.
Well, who's he play for now?
He got signed by the Sixers with 15 days left in the season. He had played in the D League all year. So that's your celebrity that's sitting, you know, it's right there on the glass. That's sitting front row.
And I say this, or I say that to say this, is the same thing they did with wrestling. A few years ago when they were doing that guest host thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, who are these people?
Oh, is anyone that wanted to come on and promote something?
Literally.
Yeah.
They had the Three Stooges on one time. They hosted Raw.
I thought they were all dead.
No, 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 no. Not the actual Three Stooges.
Okay.
The other ones. Yes, at 104.
Bob Barker's going to make an appearance next week on Raw.
That'd be cool.
Did you hear that he was on Jericho's podcast?
Bob Barker was?
Bob Barker was like a month ago or so. And Jericho was talking about the angle they had together. Like they shot something backstage.
Let me guess. He had no idea.
Bob Barker had no fucking clue who he was.
Big shock. Big shock.
Does Bob Barker have a clue who he is anymore?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
How old is Bob Barker?
When The Rock shows up and thinks Hornswoggle's a Make-A-Wish kid.
That's funny.
You know what I mean?
He's 93.
Doesn't look a day over,
80?
89.
80, yeah.
Somewhere in there.
I wonder if his hair's still real.
Wonder if he's still trying to bang all those Barker's beauties.
You know he is. That dude is a pimp.
Think he went after the divas back there?
Probably. Tried slinging some dick.
You know what you can't find is a young Bob Barker? They don't exist. He was never young.
Not sure.
He always looked the same to me.
Not true. I remember when he went from dark hair to completely white. One day. They didn't spray paint that.
They must have recorded like 6 or 7 shows or something.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just go white.
The funny thing about Price is Right while we're on it?
We'll get to
wrestling, which it's today's wrestling, so nobody gives a shit anyway.
I disagree. That House of Horrors match was awesome Sunday night.
Dude, that was bullshit.
The thing about Price is Right.
Let's get back to Price is Right.
You know they do a credit check on every person that's in the audience?
Really?
So you can afford the gifts.
And the taxes.
Because they just murder you. Yeah, like, you win a car, you owe like four, seven grand. Yeah.
Or you win the $52,000 showcase showdown. Oh shit.
Well, I can't believe people don't just go, all right, cool, I won.
Cash me outside then.
Oh.
That girl got her ass beat, didn't she?
Did she really?
I think I saw that online.
Cash me outside?
Somebody caught her outside.
Yeah, I was like on. Yeah, got a hold of her.
Happens. It was better.
They couldn't confirm it was her, though. They weren't sure.
She got thrown over the top rope in a battle royal, and somebody caught her outside.
You'll have that. There's worse ways to go.
There are. So did somebody beat her up?
Yeah, she got boots laid to her.
Well,
yeah.
The good thing is she's the guest host of Raw next week.
No fucking way.
No.
But that would finally sweet. Watch. I would go get cable just to watch that. Is that on the network? Do you have to have the cable for that?
For what?
Raw and SmackDown. Can you get that on the network live?
No, you can't. That's kind of one of the weird things.
Isn't that weird?
They don't want to fuck their contracts.
Yeah, they don't want to fuck their TV ratings, I guess.
No, those great ratings they get every week. Okay. Pro wrestling. Sports entertainment, apparently. It is the dead season. You know what? We still haven't had Black Friday. What's going on?
I don't cut anyone anymore.
It's in November.
They still fucking do it.
Not that one.
No.
The one where they get rid of all the dead weight. Usually people in the office. And then some people in some... they don't even cut people that aren't on TV. They cut people like in a halfway decent program.
Dude, there's people that keep jobs there. I mean, like the girl we were just talking about, Summer Rae. Like, did she just go around to doing, like, talking and doing that kind of shit?
I don't know what she does. Promotions?
I mean,
their promotions department consists of Goldust, R-Truth, Summer Rae, Heath Slater. Who else isn't ever on TV? Kurt Hennig's son. I mean.
Bray Wyatt's brother.
There you go. What's his name? Bo Dallas?
Larry. Oh,
their promotions department is loaded. They got better talent on that roster than they do on TV. Kalisto?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What's a Kalisto?
Kalisto's a wrestler, I think.
Male or female? Sounds female.
It's a male.
Yeah.
He's bad.
Kalisto the female from the Ulysses story, the Odyssey? By Homer? Greek?
I don't know.
I had to read that in 8th grade. I'm pretty sure everybody had to
You're giving me bad flashbacks to that book.
Yeah.
Anyway, dreadful.
Really, you didn't like it? I thought it was a good story.
Yeah. 20 years ago. No, 15 years ago, isn't it? No. God, 20. It's more than that. It's 20.
I graduated 8th grade in 95. You had to be 96.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's sad to think about. Okay, WWE Payback. It was Sunday. It happened. Anything good come out of it?
No.
I mean, something really funny came out of it. We got to look at Roman Reigns just getting his ass beat. I mean, he got pinned clean, and that's what they needed to do with Strowman.
Bloodied him up.
Yeah. He fumbled the blood capsule, though.
Well,
Reigns did.
Oh, no.
That guy can't do anything, right?
Did it hit the mat? Were you able to actually see the capsule?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He fumbled it clear as day.
Fucking dipshit. Yeah.
So was he wearing Under Armour throughout the match, or was that just a sleeve on one side?
It wasn't even. It was wrapped.
Oh, it was wrapped. Yeah. It looked like an Under Armour sleeve.
Well, you know, when you have a torn rotator cuff is the injury they're playing off. You have to wrap it.
They cut up Under Armour to make that?
Oh, I don't know. It looked like just bandaging to me.
Under Armour bandaging.
I wasn't paying that close of attention.
Under Armour bandaging.
But,
Under Armour Ace bandage? I've got three.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See? Go ahead.
He has everything.
So that
was good, but this House of Horrors thing.
Yeah.
Like, so being an adult that watches this shit still is kind of embarrassing. Uh-huh. I mean, like, you know, like we don't really
only
watch
do you.
It. Yeah, it bothers me. I don't really like people knowing that I watch this shit or go around promoting it. You know, I don't wear the t-shirts.
Oh, you definitely don't promote it. Every week you come in here and same with the rest of us. This new stuff sucks, but let's talk about it anyway.
Yeah, true.
I like it.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they're trying to do. Like, as a company, they shoot this stuff and like the
it was in a house, right?
In Missouri.
Oh, really?
They shot it 3 weeks ago, yeah.
Oh.
I'm
intrigued now.
Well, it was dark outside, but they had all these... I mean, you saw it. Mm-hmm. But as this is going on...
You didn't, like, see the arch in the background or something, did you?
No, it was in, like, close to Iowa, Missouri.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, so Jesus.
Southern Missouri, I got you.
So...
Good thing they're both white.
Southeastern Missouri.
Yep.
So...
Iowa, Missouri.
No, so you're watching it. It's 8:30 here.
Uh-huh.
The pay-per-view's in San Jose.
Wow.
They go to this house, and they're finishing the match in the ring. So there's a match in between, but 6:30 on the West Coast, it's not dark.
That's true.
Wait a minute. Wait, we'll back the truck up here. So this didn't close the pay-per-view?
No.
Strowman and Reigns closed the pay-per-view.
Yes.
Okay. Continue.
So they have the fight in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Cuts back. Seth Rollins, Samoa Joe have their match. Then Wyatt comes out to the ring to, you know, claim victory because Randy Orton can't make it back, and then Randy Orton's there. So they're fighting in the ring, and it's still daylight outside. The entire time the video segment is going, they are chanting. This is like there's videos online of people recording the crowd while they're in there. Crowd's going ape shit, just booing it to death.
Good
but
for
I mean,
them.
It was a horrible.
If you paid
segment.
Money to go to a show, I mean, if I would have been at the WrestleMania with the backlot brawl, I would have been like, well, you know, then and that was the thing during that. Late 90s time, they wrestled outside the ring so much, it drove you crazy being there because you couldn't see anything. And the screens, it's not like they have the screen like they have now. I mean, it was top, and maybe in the corners they would have screens up. So I know I wouldn't want to go and watch a match in a tiny house in Missouri if I'm alive.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Forget that.
It was bad. Just the... And it was, like, just insulting, like, the shit that went on. I mean, like, it was just – you can just tell they're advertising it to kids, but the kids probably thought it was stupid. There was nothing scary about it. There was nothing – like, they have a production company. They have the means to do real shit. And they just do that shitty, like – I don't know. It was dumb.
Still real to me, damn it.
Yeah. I guarantee nobody says that anymore.
I want to get a tattoo on my back with a wrestling ring that says "Still Real to Me," full size.
I like it, Mama. Like,
yeah.
I'm
gonna get my leg done like a turnbuckle.
The one good thing that I actually watched was the best wrestler in the company, Cesaro and Sheamus, turned heel. So they turned on the Hardy, Jeff and Matt. I was completely wrong about this. I said that they were gonna go the other way, and they didn't. So just what everybody has been clamoring for. Turn Cesaro and Sheamus to heels. Get one of the guys that gets the best pops everywhere he goes and make him a bad guy.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a good thing they didn't turn Reigns into a heel. Nobody's asked for that. But I kind of like that for Cesaro and Sheamus. I wish they'd split them up, but they won't.
Eventually they will.
Yeah, about a year and a half from now. Another year older for each of them, although I don't care about Sheamus. I mean, I...
He's really good.
Ooh, he's a eats the heat away.
There's a lot of guys that do that, though.
Yeah, it's a weapon to win.
I mean, Dean Ambrose is doing it to the Miz right now.
Yeah. Oof. Goody. We're going to actually talk about, I'm sure we'll talk about those guys. That's pretty much all that came out of that pay-per-view. Nothing much. It's still a pay-per-view. I don't know if they still are. Highlights from Raw and SmackDown. Anything good?
They have Wyatt and Balor set to do. Have like a
program
feud together.
How the hell could those two fight each other?
Well,
answer me that. One of them weighs three times the other.
Oh, no. Wyatt's good in the ring.
All right.
There won't be much heat for him because people will probably like him, so it'll just kind of be a match for people to watch. I don't like how they do that, but whatever.
Yeah.
But Balor, is this supposed to get him steam going towards something? He's never getting back to where they were going to put him. So
I don't get it. I don't know. Neither one of those guys really needs to lose right now.
Kind of what I thought. So why do they keep putting those guys against each other?
They just, I don't know.
So then one wins.
Hey, man,
one
they know loses. What you want to see even if you don't, okay?
Well, yeah, but you just keep trading wins, so that's why nobody ever gets over. And I know they like it like that. I don't.
Yeah.
What's the fun? I don't know.
You have no real star. You just have a bunch of more or less mid-carders.
You can't get behind anybody.
No, there's no monster heels. There's no
Strowman.
But I mean, he's getting cheered everywhere.
I know.
It's just,
when you put him against the guy that everyone seems to hate, although according to merchandise sales,
that's bullshit too.
I agree.
There is no way that's true. Zero chance that's true. They're saying that he's the number one merch seller, and
yeah, I'm gonna buy it.
Speaking of not buying it, that's the point. No merch.
That was my pun.
It's almost like WWE puts out a narrative to support the guy that they're trying to push.
Fuck out of here.
Weird. They wouldn't do that?
That's some next level shit.
All right. Kidding. No, I was off. I thought maybe.
Yeah.
Might.
You might be on to something. Maybe. Well, maybe, Corey. Maybe.
That's our next conspiracy theory crossover show. Who really sells the most merchandise?
I mean, we're not going to do it on Nakamura possibly being Michael Jackson?
Oh, really?
Still pissed off about
that. I've heard Nakamura is actually Australian.
Really?
Yes.
I made it up. But I did hear it.
He is doing one hell of an accent for a fake Australian, actually Japanese accent.
I don't know why you may want to blow that. That's great.
Did you watch Raw, though? Did either of you guys watch any of it? Because, like, Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, I watched it.
To be more specific, past Raw or A-Raw?
A-Raw ever.
A-Raw.
Okay. Alexa Bliss did a good job.
I saw her.
The promo she did.
She gets on my nerves, so.
Alexa Bliss.
It's the point, though. She plays that, like, she does a good job of, like, being irritating.
Yeah,
and just
she's kind of got the X-Pac feel to it. When they have girls talk like that, I don't like it.
Yeah.
They have girls talk, like, in a mean movie or something.
Mean Girls.
Yeah.
She's playing, like, a Mean Girls character.
Yeah.
And then
those girls are actors.
And then they put actresses. And they're having Charlotte actors. Be a face.
Yes, I don't know the difference.
On SmackDown, they have her.
She get beat up by somebody.
Yeah, got jumped. So they're trying to make her sympathetic, which she played the
that's
bitch,
stupid.
She played the bitch character so well. I mean, it's just kind of silly to do.
But. Yeah, but it's real because she can beat the shit out of all those girls.
She's an athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right. Maybe not. I don't know who can fight.
I bet Naomi.
As much as I love to watch women fight, because boy, there is nothing more attractive.
Even in real life, everybody always goes on about catfights. It's not even really fun to watch.
There's dudes that jerk off to that.
Really?
That's like a section of, yeah, I mean, that's like
what?
A.
What? Really?
Go on.
Shut up.
Because now I might be doing something later.
Remember they used to sell those videos in the wrestling magazines and all the old ones?
It's fake. They knew it was fake.
You're right.
I know.
I've seen those porn on like Pornhub where it's like the two chicks will be MMA fighting or wrestling or whatever.
Yeah.
They're just more or less grinding in each other the whole time.
Yeah, like scissors.
I've seen it, but I didn't think that. I thought that was like a.
No, it's like a weird.
Almost like a. It's a fetish,
It's a weird fetish thing. And if it's a fetish, people are getting off on it.
Or else it wouldn't be a fetish.
Yeah, there wouldn't be no market for it.
I didn't know people were jerking the gherkin to
it. Seth Rollins used to do them.
Oh, like gay ones?
He would like go, like they'd do it in like little studios.
What?
Gay for pay, man. It's a thing.
It wasn't anything like that, but he was. I'll see if I can find it.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was called apartment wrestling. Maybe?
It's not gay.
Apartment wrestling was the women's thing that was in the late 70s. But that was like porn stars of the day, and some Page 3 models did it. It wasn't like a serious thing. They just did the pictures, and they didn't always even do video for it. There are very few videos, and I can almost remember the gal's name that produced them. Jane Wise. God, shout out to Jane Wise.
How the hell do you know that?
No, they were
wrestling magazine.
I heard it on a podcast one night. They were talking about how Balor Jesus Christ.
Baylor, yeah.
No. No, the fucking Seth Rollins had done these. Now I'm having to find it.
So he was doing, you're saying, this is what you're saying, is Seth Rollins, a.k.a. Tyler Black,
yes,
used to do gay wrestling porn. I just want to get that out there.
Allegedly at this point.
Tyler Black.
But, gay wrestling porn.
I mean, he was naked doing this?
No. Okay. They had, like, oil each other up and shit.
Go on.
Oh, man.
I could do that. No, I couldn't.
This sounds more like 70s, early 80s WWF.
Was there big mustaches involved?
Yes, there are always big mustaches involved.
Maybe some aviator glasses? I don't know.
Here's something from Reddit.
Please don't play this.
Oh. It's taken down.
I didn't know this.
Okay, CIL, Seth Rollins did gay softcore porn before coming to WWE. Rollins got a bit excited at the end of it. We all do gay stuff when we're young. You never choose butterflies in a field as a kid because that's gay as fuck. 148, huh. That freaking cell.
Nice quote from Seth Rollins.
I got to try to find
it. It's freaking gay as hell.
Yeah. I like fucking South Park.
Yeah, something I'm going to go fast turn left. Or whatever it was. I'm going to turn left faster than you.
Go fast. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
In other news, you guys see that Billy Corgan is purchasing NWA?
Yeah, boy. It's like purchasing an empty office building it's kinda in weird. South Carolina.
He does get some of the old, like, fucking whatever tapes they have left that Vince didn't get a hold of.
Yeah.
Wrestle Hunk Vids is what it was called.
Oh, boy.
I have that already blocked out on our firewall. So
that's good. Yeah, Corgan.
That kind of goes with our second half we're going to talk about a lot today.
Oh, wait a minute. Not WrestleHunk Vids.
No.
Oh, okay.
That'll be the third show that doesn't actually get put on the air.
That's on another network.
Yeah.
Going back, Corgan bought the NWA. Does it say what else goes in with the purchase?
Let's see. According to PWInsider.com, former TNA Wrestling president and Smashing Pumpkins frontman Billy Corgan has agreed to purchase the legendary National Wrestling Alliance. Corgan's deal would include him purchasing the NWA name, rights, trademarks, as well as rights and possession of the NWA title belt. No word yet on when Corgan will begin running the company or what plans he has in place for its numerous promotions and video on demand service. NWA is a video on demand service?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Through their website.
He can't have given more than $1 million for this. I hope he didn't.
He can.
That's what Crockett got paid.
And
he had a functioning fucking thing going on.
They paid off all his debts. Crockett, yeah, he really screwed the pooch on that because if they would have gotten the advertising money in time, he would have been fine and it just wasn't all going to come at once. And he owed too much to too many creditors. But the purchasing Mafia. The NWA now, pretty much. Back, I'm trying to think, 93, 94. I remember.
Should I Google Tyler Black gay wrestling?
Dude, what are you still on this?
I have to confirm this because it's bothering me.
Yeah, slide over.
I don't want to get
God's
sued.
Sake. All right, and not by doing that, it. You slide more away to yo.
All right, I'm not doing it.
You can do your rest of the show from the bathroom.
No. Here, you can see my computer screen. There's no gay.
No, you're just on some
wrestling.
Looks like high school sports. Not gay at all. Love watching little boys running around all sweaty.
They're 18, damn it.
And I'm trying.
Hey, I'm not judging.
LOL, I'll pretend you said 18.
Me rock at 8.
That's Rob Feinstein's old handle, or one of his famous quotes, infamous quotes.
What a fucking show, though.
But I would think you're basically purchasing a bunch of indie promotions within, and you know what they do with this? They pay, like, rights fees. Because that's what the NWA really used to be.
Right.
is they would...
We're going to kind of talk about this in part two.
Oh, yeah. You had your rights to the world champion. But there... And Jim Cornette's dissected this 1,000 times. He said, you know, there used to be thousands of guys
like a mafia
making a decent living, and now it's 40 guys making a decent living. Because yeah. all those territories made that. But Corgan doing that,
There's no video library. There's no...
He said there's a smidgen of a library left.
Yeah, they have a VOD service, so they got to have some sort of library.
Well, no. That's not necessarily what that means.
What does it mean then?
Because McMahon pretty much picked up everything. Now, if he can cut a deal with Cornette, because Cornette has some old Carolinas footage from the 70s and very early.
Yeah, but how much worth is there to that?
Oh, some of these libraries.
To some people.
Yeah, the WWE has paid a lot for some of these libraries.
But you know Cornette ain't letting it go without a piece of the action.
This is a good place to go. St. Louis is one of the ones he can't get. They can't get it.
And then who else has one? Someone else has a library.
They got Mid-South. You know who they really want? They want fucking Memphis.
Memphis, yes. Who has Memphis? Who has the rights to it?
Is it Jerry Jarrett? Or
my understanding is Jerry Jarrett's wife has it. It's like Bill Watts. You know what?
Did she get it in a divorce settlement or something
Bill
weird?
Bill Watts' wife got it in a divorce settlement.
That's I remember one of the libraries happening that way.
Jarrett might still own it himself or Lawler because Cornette got his hands on a bunch of it. Or at least
Found it somehow. Yeah.
Or they sold it. So does Jimmy Hart. Hart and Cornette, because Cornette put out his rookie year. He's put out a few DVDs, and it's actually good stuff.
So let me get this straight. Just because Jimmy Hart has some of it, that doesn't mean he owns it, so to speak, right? I mean, maybe he owns the physical media.
Footage. You have to have the tapes, and they taped over shit.
Right.
Which everybody knows.
Sure, sure.
You tape over stuff.
Well, my point is, Jimmy Hart can't just go put it on TV. He doesn't own broadcast rights for those tapes, does he? He just owns the physical media.
It depends, because it came out of the TV station. It wasn't owned by any – I think they in the end called it the CWA because I don't think it was – I don't think it was
It's California Wrestling Alliance. Go ahead.
Continental. But that was Memphis. They changed the CWA somewhere in there. But the TV is the one – they're the ones that own the footage.
Sure.
That makes more sense.
So the reason, and it's from a Cornette shoot, one of his most famous clips, where he calls, what's his name, a bucktooth beaver motherfucker? What's his name?
Bucky Beaver.
What's his real name? Dunn?
Kevin Dunn.
Kevin Dunn, apparently his father worked for the company or something.
Save the footage.
And
Allentown.
The car was on fire, and Kevin Dunn saved these tapes from a fire. And, like, Vince is indebted to this guy forever and won't fire him. And this guy has kept a position in the company.
Hmm?
Just over saving the tapes, or that was just his way in to get in, you know.
He basically saved the...
Come on, pal, with your tapes.
However they did the footage. This was the 70s. It's his dad, I believe.
But senior?
His dad saved them. Okay, not Kevin Dunn.
Someone saved the tapes in his... I mean, like, that's the thing. We can look at the shoot and see.
I'm pretty sure it's his dad.
But, well, I mean, it might have been. I'm just saying, like, But it's just funny, like you're talking about tapes and how important they are. Back then, it probably could have disrupted how your story went.
Your bicycle. Yeah, because the tapes circulated, you had to keep them in order. So if they lost those tapes, they're in deep shit.
They just have to go reshoot all the shit in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Let's see.
Hershey, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh.
It was.
Those exist, that's true.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Kevin Dunn, I'm almost sure.
He's younger. That's what I always wondered.
Dennis Dunn that saved his it was in Hamburg, Pennsylvania. That's right. Another place they shot TVs.
Hamburg, Pennsylvania.
Hamburger?
We'll have to hashtag that.
Hashtag Hamburg.
Going back to footage, hashtag Hamburg.
Hashtag Hamburg.
So they've got
1962.
They got AWA. They got Mid-South was a big get. But Memphis and St. Louis, all the wrestling at the Chase stuff, because they want a bunch of Harley Race stuff. They want a bunch of the Von Erichs.
Do they have like USWA that ESPN had?
Yep.
So they got all that?
They got all that. That's the closest thing they have to a Memphis collection.
How's ESPN still show it then on ESPN Classic?
Because ESPN had the TV rights. So they can show that for however long they have. They have AWA stuff they still show.
Could TBS show whatever the fuck they wanted then?
No, because Turner sold everything to it. or everything from it. That's why. So if they came up with music for it, certain music.
They can't play. It's all dubbed over.
Isn't that stupid?
They said they got fucked over on that deal.
Who?
If anybody had a brain, they would have bought WC. Like,
oh my God.
How Vince orchestrated that deal.
$5 million?
$5 million. They said the tape library could have sold for four times, 100? Five times that.
Their library was incredible.
Mm-hmm. Because they had, didn't they have like a lot of the NWA stuff? A lot of the,
they had, but NWA after that time that you're talking about.
Everything you're talking about.
That's everything.
Yeah.
Because it was, obviously they got the Carolinas with it, but they bought Florida.
Which was Dusty Rhodes and all that stuff.
They bought Georgia, but Georgia had taped over a bunch of their shit, and Ole Anderson said it was destroyed in a flood or whatever it was.
I hate to interrupt you here, but we're blowing our wad on our second show. I don't know if you noticed this.
No.
You don't think?
Not at all.
I'm just worried.
We're just talking about tape libraries.
Okay.
But anyway, those libraries are if there's anything left in that NWA library, it's a decent investment if they know how to turn a profit on it.
Let's think about this. So when you just talk about the evolution of how we watched wrestling. This is just kind of something that popped in my head as we're talking about tape libraries. 80s, you had to hit TV and cable TV. 90s, you recorded it, had DVDs. 2000s.
Tapes.
There was the on-demand.
Wait a minute. DVDs didn't even come out till what? 99, 2001?
That's what I'm saying. DVD, okay. All that in the 2000s, and then on-demand. Then the network came in, 2012, 2013?
2006.
So nearly every 10 years, the way we watched wrestling has changed.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happens past the network?
Depends on the next invention. I don't know.
Yeah, there's not really another medium yet.
What could be the next? I don't know.
Virtual reality where you have 360, you could look around, and that could be kind of cool for a wrestling event.
Yeah.
With the right camera rigs, that'd be cool to watch a match where you can basically just pick your angle.
Like you're there.
Oof.
I don't think they'd ever do it, though, because they wouldn't want ticket sales to go down. Unless you're selling them for your WrestleMania, you're doing it for $100
a pop. It's part of the WWE VR network now. You get that with your $25 a month subscription fee. You got to bring your own hardware.
I think they're so focused on getting into other markets, like India. That's a big thing they're doing right now. They just did a...
They're so far from going anywhere besides the network because they haven't even unloaded half of the stuff that they have. I bet they've put 25% of their library on the network right now.
That's a lot, though.
What are they waiting on? That's what I don't get.
You know how long it takes to digitize that shit correctly and go through it, make sure it all looks good.
I think that's what a lot of it is.
I'm sure of it, dude. You got to do a lot of work to make that. I'm sure it all looks pretty decent.
They've only had 15 years.
Well, I'm sure it still all looks pretty decent, though, right?
Oh, my God. Unreal.
So, yeah, remastering all that stuff, going through and color correcting, make sure there's no weird fucking tape artifacts.
That's the other thing. Is there some footage that you can't do it?
I'm sure there is if it's just too badly fucked up.
But I would love to see All-American Wrestling and Superstars and WCW, the NWA main event. And, they've got a Great American Bash, two Great American Bashes I'd love to see from 85, 86, and 87. They've got a bunch of stuff. They haven't touched the AWA.
They haven't had a reason to yet, I guess.
That's the other thing. Is they don't have enough. You can't give everybody everything at once, I guess. Is the way they see it because they got to start making money off this thing.
How often do they put new stuff out though? Other than this bullshit content that they're creating now that nobody wants to see.
The funny thing is they keep putting out these collections of things that were already on DVDs. I'm like, it's the same thing.
Hey, the Bill Goldberg collection.
The bands that put out four or five different greatest hits albums.
Yeah,
just in a different order.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Oh, but we put a live track on there from 79 that you hadn't heard
and it,
since
if you buy
the
it on
last
Walmart,
time.
You get a whole other track, too.
Oh.
That's the new thing.
But if you're at the concert, you're fucked because you did hear it.
Yeah, or you're too drunk to remember it.
Yeah.
At least concerts, I guess.
Just like Colonel Sanders.
Our boy,
son of a bitch.
While we get off this, because we got,
yeah,
he's alluding to our next show. Give him a sample.
I'm stoked, man. What we're going to be talking about on the next show is... The way we've got it laid out is Vince's pretty much annihilation of promotional wrestling, regional promotional wrestling.
You old school folks are going to enjoy it.
We're going to go through the 70s, early 80s, talking about Vince getting rising to power, so to speak.
World domination,
buying the company from his dad, starting Titan Sports, and just taking out promotion after promotion.
Gugh.
Breaking all the old rules, making up new ones of his own.
Literally.
That'll be pretty fun to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fun. We're going to go through and take a look at a few of the select territories that he manhandled.
St. Louis ought to be a fun one to talk about. That's our hometown, and it is one of the most storied promotions, I think.
Yes, and
Wrestling at the Chase is iconic.
Yeah. I mean, and I've sat down and talked to Larry Mattis a couple times about how things went down.
Did you ever park cars there?
He wasn't alive.
Wasn't lucky enough.
Well, he was maybe one whenever that shit was still going on, two.
He worked at the Park Plaza like 15 years ago. He still doesn't stop talking about it.
Used to park cars there, wrecked a bunch of them.
Yeah,
don't ever valet.
Yeah. Oh,
don't ever valet.
Or take money out of cars. Hey, real quick.
Never did that, sort of guy.
If you want to find us on Facebook.com/3
what
Horseman
a dickhead
Show.
Move that fucking guy
Twitter.com/3 Horseman Show. Fucking. Oh, I'm kidding. You better not have stolen, or else you're out of here, Oli.
Never stole shit.
And YouTube.com/3 Horseman Show, which is where you're watching us right now. Subscribe.
That actually doesn't work. Wrestling.
Subscribe and like our shows. Go to Tim's website, WrestleHunks.com.
Yes.
And get your fix.
We're going to talk about X-Pac?
That's what I'm getting to after I say...
for station identification.
Oh, we are. And we're back again. And E, plug your show, which we did our Chris Benoit show on there.
Yeah, I want to thank you guys for coming on that. A lot of people gave a shit for it because it was a wrestling show. We've did a little bit of a campaign back around it saying it's not a fucking wrestling show. It was a true crime show. And the guy happened to be a wrestler. So, but a lot of people come back starting to re-download it now, so that's good stuff.
Hey, fuck all them.
I know. Well, some people just have a stick up their ass about wrestling.
See, that's why I don't like talking about
it. I threw the finger out to all of them. So, you know, if you don't like it, fucking fuck you.
It wasn't. We didn't talk about
it. I thought it was a great show.
Really,
we did
though.
Two solid hours on just a real talk about the craziness that was surrounding that. It was a real fun show,
I thought.
Apologize to your listeners for me giving them a background about who the man was that murdered his wife and son. Excuse me. And I saw
not
that,
all. There's sometimes, you know, you can't please everybody.
Oh, I know.
I saw that it was great that we brought some comedy to a sad situation. I was like, Jesus, did we really?
Did we?
I just remember you guys saying I could see killing my wife.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Just not your kids.
I can understand killing your wife, but
makes total sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Our boy.
We have mutual friends.
Yes. Sean Waltman. So he got picked up for having crystal, what do you call it? Methadone? Crystal meth?
Methamphetamine.
There you go. Not a methadone clinic.
Methadone is a heroin opiate thing.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a downer versus the meth is an upper.
Oh, meth's an upper.
Meth is a speed. Meth is speed.
He's accused of trafficking meth out of LAX.
Oh, man.
If you're going to do it from there.
So, X-Pac talked to TMZ since the incident at the airport.
Right.
Which he had weed with him, which he doesn't deny. I guess he had two vapor pens or something.
Sure. They check for that now?
Well, he's on a list.
Look out.
Go back. Hold on.
So he's apparently on a list because he's had some issues.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
So he's more prone to being checked. So it says, Waltman was flagged by Customs and Border Protection watch list for potential drug carriers, and a drug dog flagged his luggage, which I guess would have hit the marijuana. I don't know how that works.
I mean, I don't know. I guess they can smell the oil.
So he's claiming that it was...
Look out. He's claiming it was...
For a yeast infection. It's stuff he bought at GNC.
For a yeast infection. A vaporized?
No, the
meth pills?
The meth pills, yes.
I didn't know meth came in a pill. That's blowing my mind.
Pill form, yeah.
That's how I smuggle it on my butt in pill form.
I'm trying to see if it says the amount that he had. So it says 38 capsules containing amphetamine or methamphetamine, 3 chocolate weed bars, a few liquid weed cigarettes, and $736 in cash.
What would he fucking... That does not scream trafficking to me. 38 pills of anything is not trafficking.
So my thing is... Corey
That's a Saturday night.
Corey and I were kind of talking about this. these wrestlers, I mean, they've seen it and done it all. If he wanted that shit that bad, he's going to be able to get it when he gets to wherever he's doing his appearance at. You don't think that some fucking promoter that's happy to have it. I mean, they're paying the guy $4,000 to come over there,
totally
paying for
agree.
His flight. These usually aren't the most fucking up and up guys. They're fucking nut huggers, fanboys that want to be around them, and they get them their shit. And, you know, a lot of stuff has changed since the 90s and the early 2000s about the partying and wrestling, but there's still that culture to it on the indie scene.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, are you saying we should bring back drugs,
yes.
pills, and booze to wrestling?
Just like baseball. Bring the steroids back, baby, because I would watch a lot more.
Let's start combining the sports if we're going to do that. Why not? Baseball and football together.
Oh, boy.
Wrestling with the bats.
That happened in basketball. Remember that?
Yes.
At first, they tried combining the sports, and that didn't work out.
Not sure if you've seen these guys try to throw baseballs or do anything other athletic. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Athletically? How would you say that?
Athletical?
You'd say something.
I don't say it.
Anyway.
So, yeah, so he's saying that he's going to do a lie detector test. They took a hair sample.
What's your verdict?
I believe the guy.
I do, too.
He just doesn't lie. He doesn't give a shit.
None of those guys do. Well, we're saying guys that are in that clique of mm-hmm. guys. They would admit.
But in 2016, he was arrested for having marijuana and pills that he couldn't prove that were his.
You know, Bob Saget said it best when he said, marijuana is not a drug, man. You ever suck dick for marijuana? I suck dick for coke. That's a drug.
Danny Tanner. Saget.
Danny Tanner.
So Xbox's show today. He has a podcast that drops on Wednesdays. He's supposed to talk about the whole situation, explain it further. But he's just not the type of guy that's going to throw that out there that they have my hair follicle. They have I'm doing this. I'm doing that. He's going to cop up to it and just say I fucked up.
Or like when most people are guilty, he wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah.
You know, shut your mouth and
he was on a podcast yesterday, like a video cast.
Exactly.
Like, you know, didn't look bad, wasn't tweaking out. Like, you know, I don't know. He seems like the guy's doing a lot better and has his shit straight and hopefully.
I would never want to cast aspersions on the great associations that are made between our governments, like maybe the drug people or people that want to fuck you or get you in trouble. But it wouldn't surprise me if these guys at the airport, I mean, you guys have been to airports, right?
Yeah.
You know what they say now? They say the airports used to be like the freaking Wild West.
What do you mean?
And now it sucks because I've been watching all this stuff about airlines and how they fucked up airlines so bad that they say airplanes used to be great. And then the government basically made it to where they couldn't screw you on fees. They couldn't...
Couldn't smoke in a plane.
Oh, you couldn't get past, like, they regulated airlines. So they would have to actually check to make sure it wasn't going to crash before they left. And
yeah,
they said
them,
once they
right?
did that, they made them those long tubes with tiny seats and you can't get drinks and you can't do this. And it used to be fun. But now, ever since 9/11, I mean, it's misery. I can't imagine it being fun to fly on an airplane ever.
Dude, I'm telling you right now. If I had to be on a plane where people were smoking,
oh,
I'd fucking murder someone.
Forget it.
If I had to be on a plane where people were partying and drinking and being obnoxious, I'd probably get in a fight every time I fly. Like, that is my time not to be fucked with, not to be talked to. Like, leave me the fuck alone.
Could you imagine on all these airplanes that you get on that have three seats, if it was two seats?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I've been on planes like that. I've been on some on, like, connecting flights. Where there's two on one side and one on the other.
What?
One seat on one side, two on the other.
I guess probably I only fly Southwest.
No, I mean, but just on small, like Delta has them.
I've seen two on one side, three on the other, two and two, but never two and one.
Oh, I mean, like, just, no.
Wouldn't you want the one seat on one side?
Oh, man, it just depends.
One side?
I mean, it's actually not a bad seat. You're not in the middle. There's no middle, but I mean, it's a smaller plane. Mm.
Anyway, but what I was saying was going back to them going after him, is them wanting to get somebody in trouble. No matter the explanation, no matter what happened, I mean, he's basically saying they weren't having it. He's like, no, this isn't whatever the pill he said it was. They're like, this is so much. But he still paid $3,500 to get. I mean, they got to have some clue that he's got something illegal.
Weed. I mean, like that.
So he had weed and meth?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I guess it's trafficking if you're taking it overseas, eh?
I mean, I would.
Is that where he was going, overseas?
Yeah.
I think he was coming back, wasn't he?
No, I think he was going over
was
there.
Was he? Was it outbound? Yeah.
It's stupid, though.
Keep him.
I don't. I think it's kind of a silly thing.
I agree. I hope he gets cleared of everything. At least.
Good luck, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be coming on the network.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah. That's a little Sean,
little X-Pac heat for our cast here.
Jizzing on the network.
Hey, by the way, shout out to the Minnesota Wild. I forgot to throw that out to our boy. Who's our guy?
Tommy. He was watching earlier, too.
Was he?
Yeah. I don't know if he's still
watching. Damn, I missed you. Shout out to our Minnesota Wild fan. Hey, Blues are about to join you. Let's close this out so we can get to the territories and dissect Vince McMahon destroying our wrestling history.
Thank God. I've been out of soda for like 20 minutes. I'm going to die.
All right, good. We are going to catch you here in about 15 or 20. We're going to talk about Vince McMahon invading the territories, taking all the talent, and putting people out of business. Oh, it's...
that's how could it have been around?
Yes. Well, this is probably going to be a two-parter because we are going to take a lot of time talking about how it got to the point.
I'm very happy about that.
Him invading the territories. We're probably going to get to about the end of 84, early 85, but it's going to be good.
The beginning of WrestleMania, basically, is where we're going to go?
Probably where we're going to get to. Yeah. Then it gets ugly.
Gets ugly then.
Oh, wow. Boy. Oh, boy. Again, Facebook.com, Numeral3Horseman Show. Twitter.com, Numeral3Horseman Show. YouTube.com, Numeral3Horseman Show. Check us out. Like us. Subscribe. Find us on iTunes, iPod, iBeam, TuneCast.
E-pods even. I don't know. R-pod?
P-pods.
P-pods. Mm. I don't think you can find We're like three peas in a pod. Three horsemen peas? I don't know.
Or something. For Big Easy, for T.O., for Corey, we'll talk to you about wrestling territories coming up.
Seacrest out.
Peace.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.